Welcome to Mana.
That's Executive Director Dee Dee Flaunlacker leading a tour of Mana's new location. The new site is the former Pensacola Mill Supply building at 3030 North E Street. The building was gutted, the roof replaced, and the outside given a fresh new look. Inside, there is 23,000 square feet of warehouse space that's starting to fill up with food. Volunteers are already at work sorting through donations from the recent Fill the Mayflower campaign.
We have peas, we have carrots, we have different vegetables. Then we put them in boxes, and it makes them available when they start filling bags. And those bags then go to the clients.
Mana has suspended service at their pantries during the move, but they hope to have their certificate of occupancy to open the new location to the public later this month. And in addition to the increased storage space for food, Dee Dee Flaunlacker says at the new location, she no longer has to worry every time it rains.
This is the first time in 3.5 years that my office has not been on wheels because we were operating out of 2 construction trailers. So over here, we don't have to worry about that. We are on high ground. We're not in a flood zone. And really, this location is beautiful because it's in 32501, which is our zip code that we wanted to be in. And we're within walking distance of 2 bus lines and really probably maybe, 3 blocks or so from the bus terminal. That's just sort of location-wise. What's really amazing about this building, too, though, is it's going to give us the stability that we need, that we've been missing since the flood. And it's also, our technology's working. We have a donor at the back door. This building also will allow us to expand our partnerships and collaborations and do more for clients than simply give out a bag of food, which is important. But we want to be able to bring some wraparound services to bear as well.
Some of those services include having a healthcare navigator on site one day a week from Escambia Community Clinics.
A lot of the folks that we see, they have a multitude of challenges. You know, they're sitting before us because they don't have any food in their pantry, but there are so many things that led up to that. And one of those things are healthcare issues. And so if we can have Escambia Community Clinics as a partner and involved here, then we can send anyone who may be having a healthcare issue over to see the healthcare navigator when he or she's here, and they can get them connected to either ECC or if it needs to be another healthcare agency in the community. So we're real excited about that. We've been talking with legal services about doing something together over here, Children's Home Society, and we're really going to be looking to see what we can identify as needs from our clients to see what organizations we want to try to partner with and bring together here. I know that we've talked to County Extension as well. They're just fantastic. And we want to do some cooking demonstrations over here with our cooking cart so that we can show people how to use fresh produce, for example, and what to really do with it. So we've got a lot of things on tap, a lot of things that will be happening in 2018 that we're really excited about.
The East Street location will also have a community classroom available for local groups to hold classes or meetings. Flaunlacker also says having everything under one roof for the first time will really make the operation more efficient. The old location on Gonzales Street in Pensacola, where Mana has operated for decades, has already been sold. So now it's just a matter of getting things up and running before the end of the year.
We're still just moving in. Honestly, we only got the green light to start moving our stuff in the week before Thanksgiving. And then we had Thanksgiving and Fill the Mayflower, which was fantastic. We had our senior monthly clients come in. Those are senior citizens who are low income and need help. And so we got them back in Thanksgiving week and provided food to them. And so we're trying to get the warehouse set up. There's a lot still to be done, as you can see, but we're excited. It's just going to be amazing.
Besides the warehouse, the building has new offices for staff and new rooms for client visits and pickups. There'll be television screens and a children's area in the waiting room. And the setup will afford Mana's clients more privacy than before.
When people come to see us, they're not in a good space. And the last thing they want to do is have a bunch of people, you know, come in so what we're doing is we're dedicating this space to our clients. They have their own separate entrance. They'll be able to wait here, so the general public will go in somewhere else. And that's really important to us because we don't want anyone to feel like, you know, that they come down and we get into all their business and stuff. We certainly do ask a few questions, but we're really trying to isolate the clients so that they don't have to be subjected to everybody.
Over the past year, over 20,000 local people have been helped by Mana Food Pantries, over 11,000 of them children. A quarter of Mana's clients are 65 and older, and 15% are active military. Military or veterans. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.